And opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse, and if you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Thank you for listening. Today we have an abridged set of people in here. We're supposed to have Representative Mike Prox and Assemblymember Brett Roterman, as we always do once a month. But Mike this morning texted, and he's down in Anchorage in a meeting. So it's just me and Brett in the office today. If you want to call in, 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And Brett, you're sort of pissed off at the city.
A little bit miffed. This whole garbage collection thing and not plowing the streets, on one level, it makes sense. You know, I do understand that equipment definitely breaks, you know, when you get to 40, 50 below zero.
You are in a business that puts snow plows out on the streets.
Correct.
So you have a whole different take on this.
I do, because, you know, a lot of my customers are commercial, they're contractors. Mm-hmm. They have to go plow. And, you know, when you look at this last month, you know, December was pretty unique, as I remember. I've been here since 91, so I've seen a lot. You've certainly seen a whole lot more. But it was a little bit unique in that, you know, we had deep cold, then we warmed up a little bit, had tons of snow. This was the 8th coldest December in recorded history, the 12th snowiest. That's really weird.
Yeah.
And then right after it snowed, within 2 hours, it went from 15 below zero to 35 below zero.
Mm-hmm.
So my guys are forced to go out and plow. Does their stuff break more than usual? Yes, it does.
This is the plowing retin-A that I would do versus what it is now. You know, I'd be looking at the weather 5 to 7 days out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd sit down with the head of public works, whoever it was. You know, I had two of them. One guy retired. And I'd say on the first snowflake you're plowing, you're getting in front of it, and you're doing the first day, you're doing nothing but the main arterials, because you want to get that stuff up as soon as you can. Doesn't matter how much is there, just get it. Then in days two, three, and four, you go into the subdivisions, but you're starting on the main arterials on the first snowflake. Now they're on the last snowflake.
Yep. And they're totally behind the curve. Now we've got 10 inches to a foot of hard pack. That they didn't get up. So here's the gig. You can either break the road graders at 40 below, or you can break the road graders at zero. Take your choice. They're still broken.
Actually, if you break it at 40 below, it's basically a hose.
A hose or a hydraulic seal, most likely.
Yeah.
You might snap a cutting edge because they get real brittle.
Yeah, but that's... that's easier fix.
Yes.
Now you've had 20 to 40 below for an indefinite amount of time with all the compacture on it.
Yep.
And you put a grader on it.
It's concrete.
Structurally, something's going to break now. A bigger knocking out the grader for a longer period of time and a higher cost to repair.
Yeah, I've watched those road graders, you know, try to peel up some of this hard pack. Their wheels... They'll push the blade down so hard they can't move forward. Their wheels are literally off the ground. They don't have enough counterweight in the back. So again, you know, to me, the city residents are paying for this, whether it's 60 above or it's 60 below.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at some point, you have to try to do something. And like you said, you could have gotten ahead of it. You could have plowed when it was quote unquote warm, because remember, it warmed up to 15, 20 below zero.
And you should have been out there.
You'd have gotten half of it. Now, But half is better than zero. Right now, mm-hmm. we're basically at zero, except for pretty much Airport Way, and even it's not peeled down too much. You know, when you cross Airport Way, it's pretty treacherous, especially if you're driving an F-450 like I do. You know treacherous. Let me tell you, it is not your father's Oldsmobile, let me tell you. Anyway, and then this whole trash thing, again, you know, trash trucks, they're a lot of hydraulics. So I deal with a lot of hydraulics in my business. And yes, hydraulic hoses break. Mm-hmm. But hydraulic hoses, I guarantee you, the city shop here has a hose machine just like mine. They can make up new hoses. They can fix hydraulic rams. You can get ahead of that. You might not do full trash service. You can do partial. But basically, they just left everybody, and then they didn't tell anybody they were going to do it until 2 days into the event.
That was the issue. No one knew.
No one knew.
Yeah.
And then we panicked. We set up an emergency giant dumpster at the borough's transfer sites for city people. That was fine. That could have all been planned ahead. The forecasts have been pretty spot on. If you look, I follow
10-day forecast, yeah.
They have been pretty spot on, especially NOAA and the National Weather Service. I watch that like a hawk, and I especially watch it in the summertime when I'm flying. That's what I rely on that for my weather, you know. But those forecasts have been, they've been really spot on. Mm-hmm. They've pretty much nailed them. That call could have been made to Mayor Hopkins days ahead and say, I'm going to shut down trash service.
I need your help.
Let's put out a public announcement.
Yeah.
You know, let's make an announcement that we're going to set up an emergency dumpster at your transfer sites for mm-hmm. city use only. And we all know that city users go to the – we can't stop them. We're not monitoring
that. You're not asking for identification.
Right.
But and if I'm ever ID'd, I'll look at them and say, you know, I own property outside the city limits.
But
and this is from there.
I drive down 30th Avenue every morning to get to my shop, mm-hmm. and there's houses all down 30th Avenue along Pegger Lake there. One of the houses, they had all their trash sitting out on the corner. Unfortunately, it wasn't in a can, mm-hmm. but they were overflowing because it's the holidays. You mm-hmm. tend to generate a lot of trash during the holidays, and the Ravens have scattered it all across 30th Avenue. You know, and so I thought to myself, well, how many other places around town are the same way? We've got trash scattered everywhere from the Ravens. You know,
it was festival for them.
Oh yeah,
it was a holiday. It was definitely a holiday for the Ravens.
Definitely the holidays. Yeah,
yeah.
So anyway, I don't know. I just think there could have been a whole lot more planning.
Yeah, involved here. I would have sat down with the head of public works and my chief of staff and said, okay, this is my thought. This is what we're going to do. You know, this is, and we know it's going to get. We know we're going to get a snow dump, and we know it's going to get cold, so we'll do this snow plowing this way. We're doing the snow plowing anyway. Trash is a whole different thing. Mm-hmm. And I'd say what we'd do is make sure our trash trucks are running, mm-hmm. Bring them in at noon, warm them up for an hour, and each crew that you have another crew behind them. And the only thing we're going to do is you're going to have another crew behind them in a vehicle, a warm vehicle.
Right.
And it's either 1 hour on, 1 hour off. You know, each crew's changing out every hour. Boom. Mm. It's changing out. A vehicle is following that trash truck with two other people in it. If you're on my street, a guy who drives it, it's a little packer, and he gets out and does it. No, he's not getting out of the vehicle. You got a vehicle behind him, two people in it. One of them is getting out, you know, for the first hour. You're changing it out. You're changing it out. And at noon, you bring them back in, warm them up, and overtime's approved. Overtime's always approved. Mm-hmm. And overtime, under my administration, out of everything we did, overtime was only 1% of the budget.
It's cheap.
Yeah.
It's cheap.
But you're serving Fairbanks.
Right. And the people, again, the people are paying for that in their taxes, and they don't care what the outside temperature is.
And, you know, what gets me is, a person who has experienced this before, this is what you think of. The present mayor hasn't been here long enough to ever been through a weather cycle like this.
No, my wife and I were talking about this the other day. You know, and I said, geez, you know, people that moved here 10, 12 years ago, and Miss O'Neill moved here, I think, about 13 years ago,
yeah.
They have never experienced a cold snap like this. It has been a long, long time since mm-hmm. we've spent 3 weeks well below zero.
Yeah.
Well below zero. We're on week four now. But, you know, you and I have met plenty of people over the years. We used to tell them these stories of how cold it used to get here.
Yeah, when we were kids, you know?
And they looked at us and said, oh, yeah, old man, yeah, that's the big fish story.
No matter what, no matter what, at 50, 60 below, you still had to go to school.
That's
you still had to go out to the bus stop.
I still went to work.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, I had a 1997 Ford F-250 with a diesel. Mm-hmm. I drove to the Fort Wainwright power plant, left it running all day long. Never shut it off.
Yeah, I think it was about 1990. They had a whole different type of fan belt. And, you know, after this deep freeze, I mean, it was a long one.
Yeah.
It looked like snakes in the road.
Yeah. A buddy of mine called them snow snakes,
yeah.
You know. So, but we told these stories to, you know, people, and they just looked at us like we were crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it's the classic big fish story. You know, you catch a fish years ago, it was 24 inches, but give it 10 or 12 years, and that 24 inches becomes 36 inches.
Yeah.
We weren't lying about this cold. It gets cold here, and it can stay cold for a long time.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFVR Radio. I have Assembly Member Brett Roderman in the studio with us. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Living in Alaska is a dream come true. With plenty of stuff to do all summer long, the downside? It's loud. Boating, dirt bikes, ATVs, and sports shooting all can take a toll on your hearing. That's where Fairbanks Hearing and Balance comes in. They have a full selection of hearing protection for your lifestyle. From non-custom electronic plugs to custom molded waterproof plugs, all the way up to the full custom molded electronic masterpieces. To find out more, get a test with Dr. Jackson at the Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center today, or find out more at fairbankshearing.com.
Honey, you want to come out? I haven't seen you since Glass Doctor installed our custom shower enclosure.
No thanks.
Well, you can't keep eating breakfast in the shower. And laminating your magazines is getting expensive. You remember we have guests coming over tonight, right?
Oh, I'm sure they'd love to see the shower.
It's our neighbors, and I highly doubt they want to be hanging out in our bathroom.
The shower's so good, you'll never want to leave. Visit glassdoctor.com today and schedule an appointment online.
Your home is your refuge from the cold, especially during power outages. When you own a Valor gas fireplace and the power goes out, you will be able to say, no power, no problem. Valor gas fireplaces are engineered to provide heat without electricity or the need for a loud fan. Valors come in all sizes and styles, so you are guaranteed to find one that enhances your home. Come by the Woodway and pick out your Valor. Heating your home the Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
Get a grip on winter with Bridgestone Blizzak studless snow tires. Make the switch. Buy your set of GCR tires and service. You'll drive in confidence with positive acceleration, controlled turning and braking on snow and ice. Experience how Blizzak studless snow tires have revolutionized winter driving forever. You will fear no icy street nor snowy highway. Get a grip. You will love your Bridgestone Blizzak snow tires. GCR Tires and Service, The Tire Guys, Taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR Weather.
Mainly clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 24 below. Northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight, lows around 25 below. Cloudy skies. Chance of snow tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 14 below. Cloudy skies expected. 3 to 5 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prues in the studio here with Assemblymember Brett Roderman. Brett, would you please give me your verbiage on being in here in a borough assembly, and these are not, you know, the boroughs.
Oh, yeah, I suppose I ought to do that, even though technically I don't have to. But, yeah, these opinions are mine. They're mine alone. They do not reflect the Fairbanks North Star Borough nor the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly. So there, now we're legal. Oh, and my wife says hello, by the way.
Hi, Danny.
She's listening.
Now, you worked with Mayor O'Neill on the assembly,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you classify her as an ideologue.
Yes. I mean, you know, we were just talking about this during the break. You know, this was, for a mayor, this was a big challenge, you know, coming into that job and dealing with this cold snap that we haven't had here for, I don't know. I guess we'd have to go back and look. But
about
I'm 20, thinking
about 20, 25 years.
I'm thinking it's all of 15 anyway, but yeah. You're probably right. It might go back that long. It's been... this has been a kick butt cold snap. You know, this has been a kind of an eye opener for a lot of people. It's a challenge. It's a challenge for anybody. But you know, most of if you look at most of her career, she's been an idea person. You know, and it's different when you actually have to get stuff done. You know, and around our shop, I got to make stuff happen, or the paychecks don't roll, and I don't get paid. You know,
yeah.
And if we're out there at 30, 40, 50 below zero, moving snowplows and all the vehicles we bring in, God, we've got extension cords strung all over our backyard trying to keep vehicles going. You know, if we thank God for jump packs. Man, that is the greatest invention ever for us. It used to be I'd have to get in my truck, pull around back, hook up the jumper cables, Every vehicle is dead. If it sits there for, more than a day, we can't get it started. The battery's dead, whatever. It's amazing how many snowplow trucks come into our shop with dead batteries.
So you had a meeting last night, and Mindy showed up.
So Mayor O'Neill showed up, and
what was she there for?
So we're looking at doing a pretty major upgrade to, I believe it's Slater Park, and we're going to put in a couple of parking spots. It's not much, but she was basically advocating for no parking there, no vehicle parking, so that it allowed more bike and pedestrian folks to show up, which I thought was kind of interesting, because I know that Mayor O'Neill is really big into bike and pedestrian stuff, and that's all fine, that has its place, but you're not going to replace automobiles. I'm sorry. I know that a lot of people out there want to replace automobiles. They want to get rid of it. They want to go to pure electric vehicles, which is just the silliest notion in the world, if you understand anything about power generation, which these people don't, and I do. I spent 13 years working in a power plant. I know all about how to make these lights in this studio light up. And let me tell you, it's a lot of work and a ton of money. And electric vehicles, it's just not going to happen, until we come up with some sort of
battery that doesn't die at that has
literally a flux capacitor.
Yeah,
when we come up with the flux capacitor, it'll work. But right now the technology isn't there.
But what also gets me, this is you've brought it up with me multiple times. What is a mayor's? What is her priority? And you've called it out to me. Her priority is not to plow the streets. Her priority is to plow the bike paths first. If you look at, if you go down the streets, crappy. You look at the bike paths, they're all done.
That was one of the very first things I noticed. It was right after you left office. It was one of our first snowstorms. I happened to be over on College Road because I go down College Road partway to the watering hole there to get my water. I haul water to my house and to my shop. So I'm on College Road somewhat regularly, and anyway, College Road was terrible. It was horrible. But the graders, the small graders, first thing I noticed was coming down University. I noticed that there was a skid steer running down the bike paths on University, but University wasn't plowed.
That's the state of Alaska.
And that's the state. Yeah. Okay. Then I turn on College, and I've got a road grader plowing the sidewalks on College Road. College Road isn't touched. And that was, and I was like, okay, I'm going to make a mental note of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. Next snowstorm comes along. I noticed the same thing.
Go down First Avenue along the river.
Yeah. And I'm not normally down. Yeah. I'm not a downtown guy.
And then if you go over towards the big box store area from Illinois Street, you go across and you look at those two circle loops. All the sidewalks are good.
Yeah, but the streets are not.
Yeah.
And I understand the sidewalks need to be done, too. That's what our taxpayers are paying for. I understand that.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, there's a gazillion cars to every one pedestrian, especially
this time
at 40 below zero.
Yeah.
So at some point, you have to know how to prioritize stuff. You can still get all this stuff done. Might take a little bit longer this time of year. When it drops like this, everything takes us four times as long to do simple stuff.
But your priority should be a vehicle over a bicycle.
That's right. People still have to get to work. They got to get in their parking lots. I was telling you the other day, I'm going down College Road. I've got to turn on Danby to head over to the expressway. So I'm in my F-450. I've got 400 gallons of water in the back of me. So now I'm in a pickup truck that weighs 10,000 pounds empty, and I got 400 gallons of water in the back. Do the math.
five pounds per gallon.
Right. I'm cruising down College Road. I've got to turn on Danby.
You got a 12,000-pound vehicle going.
Literally. And I got three people riding right up my tailpipe. I approach Danby. I've got the green light. I want to make a quick right turn onto Danby.
Mm-hmm.
I can't make a quick right turn. Why? Because I have a foot of hard pack that I have to drive over to get from College Road up onto Danby. I'm not turning on Danby. I'm going uphill onto Danby, and it's like a speed bump.
Yeah.
You know, so I have to slow down to like 3 miles an hour in an F-450.
Climb over it.
I have to climb over it. And many of our streets are like that. We've had a couple of warm-up spells. I have yet to see a city grader out. I've seen DOT out and about. I have yet to see a city grader on many of these streets. 30th Avenue was done the other day, but 30th is a weird one. The state and the city kind of argue over
who gets to do it. Yeah.
I think the reason I think the state did it is it was only 30th, none of my side roads. I'm on Industrial Avenue off of 30th. My 30th Avenue, even though we have the bus barn, the school bus barn on our street, at the end of our street, it hasn't been touched. Oh, my goodness. I've
December.
It's been a while. Yeah. I'm going to say November since it's been touched. And we have the bus barns. So we get a lot of traffic. When you want to talk about hard pack, that is uber hard pack. We've got hundreds of buses driving over that every single day. So, yeah, this has been interesting. But again, I mean, I understand it is a challenge for anybody, but you gotta have a plan, and you gotta think ahead a little bit.
And then everyone's mad at her because she's on some South, you know, Jamaican, you know, ocean island place, smiling for the camera, getting a tan, and having a bubbly drink.
Yep. And if I were mayor of Fairbanks and I asked my garbage guys to go out and collect it at 40 below zero,
I'd be with them.
If they balked, I'd say, I'm suiting up.
Yep,
let's go. I'll help.
Yeah.
Whatever the heck it takes, I don't care. I never have my guys at the shop. I've never asked them to do anything that I wouldn't do or haven't already done.
Yeah.
You know?
But also at the same time, the communications, you know, first of all, cutting off everyone's snow plowing and trash pickup and then going to a vacation. Everyone gets to do that, but it looks bad.
No matter
how you think of it, it looks bad.
Yes.
And also, you should let everyone know this 4 to 5 days in advance. You can project these things. You don't, you know, we had trash on my street for 10 straight days.
Mm-hmm.
Because they never told anyone we're not picking up trash.
I watched the Ravens just tear apart trash all up and down 30th Avenue and scatter it all across 30th Avenue. And that trash is going to be there come spring. We're going to have more cleanup to do. All that stuff's going to be buried under the snow and the hard pack.
Yeah, and the hard pack is going to be ripping apart equipment.
And I don't know if you saw the forecast. Yeah. They just announced a special weather statement before I came down here.
Snowing.
Potentially another 8 to 10 inches should be east of us, but they're telling people, pay attention to the forecast because it could change at any minute.
So what they're going to be trying to do is if it's less than, you know, 30 below, they'll be out there plowing new snow
on top of
hard pack. Worst of both worlds.
Yep.
Okay, Fairbanks, we're going to be taking a break here. We're going to have some bumper music for you. It's called Information Society, whatever that is. I'm sure it's educational elevator music. How does that sound, Brett? Educational elevator music. Oh my God, I'm educating the masses with elevator music. Then we're going to go into some Fox News, some state news, some commercials. Then we're going to come back with the weather, and we'll be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming
live. Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The FBI is now leading the investigation into the deadly shooting of a woman by an ICE agent Wednesday in Minnesota. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty says they're now gathering evidence in their own investigation.
We will continue to work around the clock to preserve, gather, and review as much evidence as we possibly can. We will be transparent with you to the degree that we can.
DHS claims the state does not have jurisdiction to investigate the shooting. It did happen in Minneapolis. Vice President J.D. Vance announcing a new federal task force trying to tackle fraud across the country. Texas Senator Ted Cruz on Fox says the alleged fraud in Minnesota is just the tip of the iceberg.
I think you're going to see even worse in California. I think you may see even worse in New York. Look, there's going to be fraud in every state.
The Government Accountability Office estimates total fraud could run into the hundreds of billions of dollars. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily News Minute reports the Juneau Superior Court judge sided with the Alaska legislature in deeming an executive order that establishes a state agricultural department unconstitutional. The New Year's Eve order comes after lawmakers moved to sue Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration over an August 1st special session executive order. The executive order was similar to one lawmakers rejected during the regular session in March. Dunleavy called the August 1st special session stipulating the needs to address education funding reforms after he vetoed about $51 million in education funding and for lawmakers to consider the Agriculture Department executive order. The Alaska legislature claimed it was unconstitutional for Dunleavy to issue an executive order during a special session. Dunleavy disagreed, arguing that because lawmakers didn't vote on whether to disapprove the order, it became law. In a 20-page opinion, Judge Mariana Carpinetti agreed with the legislative council's assertion because a review of the constitutional drafting history makes it clear that the framers intended executive orders to be considered during only a regular session.
Online at KFAR660.com.
Well, it's dark, it's cold, but hey, at least we don't have to worry about a sunburn. Hey, Fairbanks, Les Nichols with Fairbanks Nissan. This time of year absolutely wreaks havoc on our cars. Hard starts, no starts, is my winterization working? Heaters that aren't heating, how old is my battery? Brakes that are stiffer than a New Year's cocktail? Suspension that feels every single bump in the road? And life doesn't stop. You still have to get to work, drop off the kids, pick up the kids, do the shopping. And when you call your usual shop with a problem, they'll tell you they can get you in sometime this summer. Maybe it's time for a New Year's resolution. Stop waiting in line and call Fairbanks Nissan. Yes, we sell Nissans, but we work on all makes and models, even yours. In fact, we probably do more work on other brands than we do on Nissans. And we work with almost all extended warranty companies. So you can call us even if you got your warranty somewhere else. When you need help in a hurry, not months from now, call Fairbanks Nissan. Schedule your service online at FairbanksNissan.com. That's FairbanksNissan.com. Fairbanks Nissan. Here when winter doesn't wait.
The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center provides free, confidential pregnancy tests to any woman in need. But they offer so much more to women, men, and families. By participating in one-on-one parenting classes selected by you, you can take advantage of Earn While You Learn, earning valuable credit to spend on children's items and clothing in Maria's Boutique. The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center. Call 907-455-8255 or visit online findoutfree.com. FindOutFree.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon. Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30. Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m. Alaska Tracks at 1:30. The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m. followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Brett Roderman in the studio with me, and he's as mad at the city of Fairbanks today.
Yeah.
What was your latest issue, then, today's paper?
What were we just talking about?
The having a specific time frame for the natives to give a report.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So that's hit the city council along with the land acknowledgement. And I was a little bit torn on the whole land acknowledgement thing. I certainly saw, I could see both sides of that. Mm-hmm. I could definitely see that. Now, apparently, we've got another ordinance where they're going to be given an allotted time slot, and I don't even know if it's a time slot. It could be unlimited time, you know, to give a report. I guess my hang-up with that is, why only that group? There's multiple groups.
Why not Christians? Why not Jewish?
Yeah, why don't we get the church report? I mean, yeah. I'm sure that, you know, some of our church leaders would like to come in. Jewish report. How about the African American report? How about the Oriental report? We have a huge Oriental population here.
You know, the largest portion of growing in the city of Fairbanks is elderly.
The elderly, that's a great one. Yeah. You know, at least, you know, at the borough level, we have a
commission. Guess what? They have that available for everyone. Public comment. First part, 3 minutes, everyone. And if you have, as you said, if you have an issue, you can have multiple people speak on it.
That's right. So, you know, if you personally have an issue, come down. You got 3 minutes to convince me the sky is purple instead of blue. Mm-hmm. You know, if you stir up a big issue, and that could be in any community, we've stirred up user groups at the borough. And boy, when we stir them up, holy cow, they come. I mean, the chambers are packed, mm-hmm. you know. We were talking during the break that David Guttenberg told me that right after he got on the assembly, they had the dumpster diver ordinance to stop the dumpster divers. And he told me that the line went clear out the entryway at the borough building mm-hmm. for people to come in and testify. That's a user group. If you stir them up, they're going to come down. Each person gets 3 minutes. The Native community can be the same way.
Yeah. Says,
Why just one portion of our community? I understand that their issues are important, but they can be brought up in other ways. You can
every meeting.
Well, you could create another committee or another commission.
Yep.
Just like we have an elderly commission.
Ready for a phone call?
Yep.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Good morning. It's Al.
Al, what you up to?
Oh, I just wanted to give a little positivity for City Works. Ever since I've been working over here at Interior Fish Processors, our street gets plowed very early in the morning after every snowstorm.
You're right next door.
Yeah.
So basically they're plowing their driveway.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just bringing some positivity to the show.
Well, I appreciate that positivity. You take care, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
That's pretty classic.
Yeah. We're going to plow our driveway. Forget the rest.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
We were talking, you know, during the break that, you know, even Airport Way has been kind of neglected. You can tell that when you have to cross Airport Way from, say, Pegger or any, especially Pegger, you know, because usually you're traveling at, what's the speed limit there? 40, I believe.
On Pegger. Yeah.
So, and even if you slow down across.
That's a state road.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so, but when you cross Airport.
Now, Davis, that's a city road.
Right.
And so, but they have access on Davis into their property.
Right. Yep.
So they're plowing their driveway.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Too much fun.
Again, I don't get it. To me, the city, the taxpayers are paying for it. They don't care what the temperature is. And like you said, it was a great point. If you're going to do this, if you're going to make a major decision like this, you've got to let the public know so that they're prepared for it. Because, you know, a lot of those people, especially in these neighborhoods, what do? They push their, technically, I know, they're not supposed to push their snow into the streets.
But they do.
I understand that.
They do.
But they do.
Yeah.
And the city workers know that, and they deal with it.
And there's only once or twice during my term that I sent a front end loader over to put it back in their yard.
Right.
And what it was is they're blocking a street.
They're blocking the street. A
big pile.
Yeah.
Versus tapering it all in.
Right, but most of those city workers know that, and if they're in that snow removal situation, especially where they have to bring in the blowers, where they're blowing it into a dump truck, they're used to just going down.
Yeah.
Well, all those people went down. Of course, they shoveled it out into the streets, and what happened? Nothing.
Yeah, it's still there.
Now you have this. Now you really have this giant mountain of hard pack, and again, all that stuff is going to have to be peeled up.
And you can pay me now or pay me a lot more later.
That's it. I think it probably would have been more cost effective to have them go out, especially during those few days during the cold snap. I certainly don't want anybody out there at 50 below zero. That's ridiculous. But
it was new snow.
It was new snow,
and
we had plenty of time when it was 30 below or warmer. You know, that again, That's not good. Equipment's going to break. I understand that, but that's what you got a maintenance crew for,
and
too.
I get all these calls from people from Anchorage, and Fairbanks is looking wimpy now.
I know.
Mean, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So
what happened to Fairbanks? You guys used to be tough.
Yeah.
Alaskans, you know, you get through this stuff. Now again, you're wimpy.
Again, it's been a long time since we've had a good old-fashioned cold snap like this. I can't even – I mean, yeah, we've – you know, we've had winters where we kind of get to 40 below. We've even kissed 50 below, but it stays there for like a day or two, and then it warms right back up. When you drop to 25 plus below zero for weeks on end, that's where stuff – that's where it gets hard.
And, you know? And also, what I always look at is most people haven't been through this yet. Wait for a longshoreman strike at Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
And what happens to our food supply?
Yeah.
I mean – you haven't, you know, that hasn't happened in about 20, 25 years either. But man, your shelves get bare fast.
Well, look at, you know, because of the high cost of heating oil, most people now are not filling.
Yeah.
You know, used to
And the city of Fairbanks has nothing to do with that.
Right.
But if you're an experienced Fairbanksan, you've been through this.
Right.
And you understand, and you have food containers in your basement just in case.
Yep.
I have lots of good pasta.
And you have, yeah, that's a good one. And you put heating oil in the tank.
Yeah.
You know? But a lot of people, they don't have enough money to fill the tank because a 1,000-gallon tank now costs $4,000 to fill up.
So speaking of that, tomorrow, this buddy of mine, he comes over. He's got a 125-gallon tank in his 1983 Datsun. I've known this friend of mine since, you know, we were eight. And it's what we do. You know, he fills up my tank a couple times a year, and I get in this 1983 Datsun with a 125-gallon tank, and we make two runs down to the, you know, the sourdough bulk fuel tank, and each run takes about a half hour. So we're done with two runs of a 300-gallon tank. We get done in about an hour and a half at the most. We're waiting for it to warm up tomorrow. We spend time catching up. There's two neighborhood kids catching up. But we look at the economics, and he has that vehicle, and it's going to be 283 in the 280s over there versus the delivery, and everyone's complaining about the delivery now.
Right.
They're backed up.
Right.
I mean, you know, I've got friends on Facebook saying, you know, I'm on autofill, and I'm getting worried.
Right. Yeah. No, you have to prepare for this stuff. I haul my own heating oil.
Yeah, so do I. I have not been on a fuel delivery in a decade.
Right. Yeah, and before we left on the 19th of December to head to Lower 48 for the holidays, before I left, I made sure I hauled multiple loads. When I left on the 19th, we had 600 gallons in our tank. That's more than enough to get me through this cold spell plus a whole bunch. You know,
and I'm not your house or your shop?
At the house. The shop is actually on natural gas, so I don't have to worry about
600 gallons at your house?
Yeah, I got a 1,000-gallon tank, so you know, I try to keep it
topped
up.
How big is your house?
That's like 2,400 square feet, you know.
What year was it built?
Let's see, it's about 22 years old, 24 years old now, yeah.
Okay, you should be using about 0.6 to 0.65 gallons of fuel per year per square foot in your house.
Okay.
If you're using more than that, you have an issue, be it with your heating system or your house and the way you do things. But you should be at, you know, don't ask me how this, because I know this. You should be at about 0.65 gallons a square foot usage per year.
And that's about right, because we traditionally burn, I think it's 1,200 gallons in a year, sometimes 15. And I just put in a new Badaris boiler, so we're going to see how that changes things. So I had an older Burnham boiler. Now I've got a really hot rod Badaris.
Yeah,
that should cut our fuel
consumption. You went from a 1990 Impala to a 2026 Porsche.
Yeah, and it's really nice. That was not cheap. That was about a $30,000 install. I had the entire mechanical room in my house completely torn out, though. I mean, every pipe, everything. Everything's brand new in there now. And we got the new hot rod digital thermostats and everything in the house, so everything was very nice, you know. But I it'll be interesting to see where my fuel consumption comes in, especially after this winter. The other nice thing, you know, I live way up off of Summit Drive, way at the top of the hill, and during that, we did get back from the lower 48. We were here for the 50 below zero. Boy, that was one of the best inversions I had seen. 50 below zero at the airport, 8 below zero at my house. That was an incredible inversion. But what was interesting is I'd head to town every day to check on the shop, just to make sure.
Yeah.
I'd head down the hill, and I'd get to the first switchback on Cranberry Ridge, and it went from 8 below to 20 below. When I got to the next switchback, it was 30 below. So that that layer of cold air was literally sitting right below there. My house.
Yep.
It was right there, ready to stack up. And I've seen it do it one other time. There was a couple of years ago, I remember, because it was when my dad passed away and I was traveling back and forth to Lower 48. I came back to Fairbanks and we had a real brief cold snap where it dropped to 45, 50 below zero, and it was 45 below zero at my house. So I've actually seen it stack up that high before, but it didn't do that during this one. And I'm really shocked with it being so dead calm. And that deep cold, I would have thought that cold would have stacked up and even affected us up in the hill. So far, the coldest it's gotten up there is 24 below. When I left to come here, it was 22 below the house and 40 below at the airport, which is more normal. A 20 degree inversion is pretty normal, but that was really cool. 50 below zero at the airport, 8 below zero at my house. That was pretty, that's amazing. That's a pretty cool inversion.
Oh, be quiet.
Yeah, I know.
Then knock it off. I want to hurt you, Brad. You're a pretty big boy.
I know where you live.
Be quiet.
And it was 50 below.
Yeah, Fairbanks, yeah. Right. Yeah, with that, Fairbanks, we're going to take a break. And if we come back not speaking well, it's because we've got to fight our teeth are knocked out. But we'll be back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Looking for a way to serve your state and secure your future? The Alaska Army National Guard offers tuition assistance, career training, and part-time service with full-time benefits. Build real-world skills, earn extra income, and be a part of a team that protects Alaska when it matters most. Your adventure starts here. Talk to your local recruiter today. The Alaska Army National Guard. Live here, work here, serve here. Sponsored by the Alaska Army National Guard, aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Mountain View Eye Center is making a difference. Ebba is from the Congo. Her son moved to Alaska bringing Ebba, who had become blind from untreated cataracts. They went to Mountain View Eye Center for cataract surgery, and for the first time in years, Ebba could see clearly. "You are so handsome," she told her son. And then Ebba truly saw her granddaughter for the first time. Good things are happening. Visit MountainViewEyes.com.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
Mainly sunny skies today with a high of 24 below. North winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Snow likely. Lows level off around 25 below. 3 to 5 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. We didn't kill each other because we listened to the weather report, and we're going to get 3 to 5 inches of snow and then 25 below
for the, or yeah, 24 below for the high. So that sounds like a lot of fun.
I know, my God.
And to the east of us, the special weather statement said potentially upwards of a foot of snow, and they're telling people to kind of stand by and watch the forecast. It could change. So hopefully a bunch of that stays to the east of us.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting fuel tomorrow because tomorrow is, and the bulk plant is open from 9 a.m. to 3.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow is the best weather we've had in a couple weeks, you know, of warmth to go get fuel to do something outside.
Yeah.
So it's going to be tomorrow. My day will be picking up doggy forget-me-nots in the driveway because before they get covered with snow, get them now.
Yep.
you know, and, you know, get them, bring them to a place that takes them, and then fuel up.
Yep, get heating oil. Yeah, I'm going to dip my tank when I get home just to see where I'm at. I may be doing the same thing. I doubt it. I think I'm in pretty good shape. But I hate hauling heating oil when it is cold like this. I don't know if you've noticed, but it does take quite a bit longer to pump the tank out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when it's cold like this. It's amazing how thick even number one heating oil gets, even at these temperatures. And, of course, the tanks they're storing it in at the bulk plant,
they're thin.
It's cold. Yeah. I mean, that stuff is cold. I normally, to pump my tank out, normally it takes about 15 minutes, you know, when it's warmer. But when it gets cold like this, it can double that time, you know. So,
We will dress for moderate success, which means we'll be not bundled up, but we'll be able to get through this because we're hardy Fairbanksons who grew up in this crap, and we know what the weather is, and we base our decisions around weather.
Yeah,
and we've been looking at this for some time frames, and it's tomorrow around noon. I mean, we have this plan to the best time for weather.
Yep,
because we're going to be outside in it.
Yeah, it's amazing the difference between. Yeah, I've always noticed over the years that 30 below zero is like that. It's like that magic number. That's where everything changes. That's where, you know, at like 27 below, you go get in your car and you sit and your seat is still kind of soft, you know. At 30 below zero, it's like sitting in a brick.
Or your tires are a little bit more
tires,
square.
The square tires, especially when the 40, 50 below zero. One thing I didn't do, I should have done this at the shop. I haven't done it in years was, you know, the hot water trick at 50 below zero.
Because I
did roll in down there to check on the shop one day and it was right at 48 below.
So last Saturday, me and Emily were going to meet some friends of ours at the Alaska Coffee Roasters for coffee at 9 a.m. And so we're going down the Johansson Expressway, and I said, hold it. Let's take a look and see what the time and temperature is at the university. You know, it is, you know. And I get down there, it's minus 42. I go, no, we're not taking the photo. We only take it at 50. You're taking a minus 42 photo. Forget it.
Yeah.
Everyone can do that.
Right. Yep.
I want to see minus 50 before, you know, and I've done it at minus 50.
Yep.
You know, you guys who are doing it at 40, I scoff at you.
Yeah.
that's not painful. But you know, some nice ladies in bikinis out there.
Right.
We encourage that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And when,
I wonder, you know, then I'm thinking to myself, I wonder if they're fighting over the state troopers on who's monitoring this and who's, because they'll put a state trooper out there.
Right.
When it was 50 below when I did, they had a state trooper. They're sort of, you know, is out there making sure no one got hurt. They're proactive.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we left on the 19th and we were down in Phoenix. The whole time we were in Phoenix, at night it would get cold, but during the day, I don't think we ever thought anything less than 74 degrees. And I think one day we were there, it was 84 degrees.
My must-haves for taking a vacation in the winter, wherever I go, I'm going to smell the grass.
Mm-hmm.
And when I go outside at night, I'm not wearing a jacket.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
Might wear a sweater, but I'm not wearing
a jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we went up to Vegas, and Vegas was actually, it was surprising how much cooler it is in Vegas from Phoenix. It was low 60s, high 50s, low 60s. It was really funny walking around Vegas, especially in the evening when it was a little bit cooler, and to see people just, I mean, they were just bundled up. Some of them actually had, like, light parkas on, you know, you'd think they were hats,
earmuffs,
you know, it's 54 degrees, and, you know, of course, you know, all of us, the wife and I,
you're acclimated to what your weather is like.
That's right.
Yeah.
My daughter's the same way. She was born and raised here. You know, this used to be nothing to her, but now she lives in Phoenix. If she came back here now, she'd die.
This friend of mine, she had been in Fairbanks for a few years, and her family, they all moved back to Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt sorry for her. She came back and stayed up in Fairbanks for 10 days, basically from about December 22nd to January 2nd. You know, just talk about brutal.
Yeah.
And she was telling us that when she first moved down to Phoenix, you know, she was always in shorts and, you know, And now she's you know, in the mornings it's 60 degrees, so she's in long pants.
Oh, yeah.
She's
yeah.
acclimating.
Oh,
to
yeah.
that.
Yeah. She's got a sweatshirt on. And yeah. Yeah. We would go out hiking, and same thing. People are just all bundled up, you know, and it's, you know, 60 some odd degrees, but they're yep. all bundled up going for a hike out in the desert, you know. And, but, you know.
So we have about 4 minutes left. We can talk about anything out of the borough other than Mindy coming in and saying no parking because we want more bicyclists and stuff to go there.
Yeah, I really don't have much
but
to report.
She doesn't understand that, you know, for a bicyclist can park in a parking spot.
Right. Yeah. There's not much to report from the borough. You know, the holidays are always kind of weird. You know, you get elected to the borough assembly, all excited about serving, and then we pretty much immediately go on Thanksgiving break, and you come back for a couple of committee meetings, a couple of assembly meetings, and then poof, you're off
Christmas.
For Christmas and the New Year. So last night, you know, we had a committee of the whole and finance committee meeting, and that, now we're kind of back in the groove. We'll be back into our normal stuff.
You start looking at your budget here soon.
Yeah, that'll come up, that's April-ish, mm-hmm. you know, so we'll dive into that. And of course, we've got two newbies on the assembly that we've got to walk through the budget, so that this will be their first.
I think one will be good. I think one will be, it'll be beyond him.
Time will tell.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see.
I can tell already. I've talked to both of them. And one will get it, and one will never get it.
I will be kinder than that, and I will.
I know I will. You will. You got to work with them. I don't.
Right. Yeah. We'll hope for the best, plan for the worst, and you take what you get. No clue what the budget's going to be, and the agendas. We had the last official assembly meeting we had. The agenda was pretty full, but most of it was on consent. That's one thing I'm a little bit concerned with our new presiding officer. I think they're going to try to sneak through a lot of stuff on consent, so definitely have to pay closer attention to the consent agenda. So we'll see. Now we'll really start to settle in. Now that the holidays are over, we'll get back into a regular rhythm of stuff, and we'll see. We'll see what's going to be coming down the pike. You know.
There you go.
So,
what do you got planned for the weekend?
Not much. Hockey. The Ice Dogs are back in town, so
You're a big Ice Dogs fan.
Yeah, big Ice Dogs fan. So we'll be back at the Dipper tonight and tomorrow. While we were down in Lower 48, we took in two professional games.
I love professional hockey. There's nothing like it.
Oh yeah,
I think the best athletes are the professional hockey players.
Oh, absolutely,
because they're not diversified like football or basketball. I mean, they're all out there.
It's all out there. You know, I've always enjoyed that about hockey players. But no, we went to a Vegas Knights game. And then when we left Vegas, we stopped over in Seattle on the way back, went to a Kraken game. So
and usually they can do something, get you 3 to 5, you know,
right.
years in prison for assaults.
Right. Yeah, no kidding. No, it was a lot of fun. Unfortunately, both games were exactly the same. So the Knights, it was tied 2-2, went into overtime. It ended up in a shootout. They lost 3-2. So the home team lost. Then we go up to Seattle. It was tied 5-5. They went into overtime. Nobody won. Went into a shootout, and Seattle lost.
The
Kraken lost. So it's like we were the curse, you know, for the Vegas Knights and the Seattle Kraken, you know. But it was fun. It was a lot of fun. We had great seats at both. We were in a suite for the Knights game, and then we were basically right on the glass for the Seattle game. So we got to see million-dollar faces smashed into the glass multiple times. It was pretty cool. So, but yeah, it was a good time.
I've enjoyed it here with you, sir. You have a good weekend, Fairbanks. You have a great weekend. I will see you on Monday. Be warm, be resolute, and staying warm and being smart.